Utah leaders are prodding the Trump administration to expedite the Lake Powell pipeline. They're not asking for money, but to speed up governmental approval. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Members of Utah's congressional delegation sent a letter to the White House Monday. They're asking to have the pipeline declared a high-priority infrastructure project. That label would allow the billion-dollar-plus Lake Powell pipeline to be fast-tracked through environmental reviews and approvals. That's encouraged by an executive order President Trump signed just a few days after being sworn into office.
There's a mountain of environmental permitting that goes on a project like this.
Mike Styler leads the Department of Natural Resources.
And sometimes agencies kind of move at a snail's pace. And if they were given some incentive to move a little faster, that would be great.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert made the same request in February. Now the delegation's saying the project will create 90,000 jobs and generate $19 billion in sales tax revenue. Zach Frankel leads the Utah Rivers Council. He says proponents are understating the costs and overstating the benefits, even the need for the pipeline.
Unfortunately, they have created their own facts and their own version of information around the Lake Powell pipeline.
The state spent a decade and $32 million so far to assemble an application to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. But the environmental review hasn't begun yet because of delays requested by the state. Judy Faze, KUER News.